It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Top American diplomats are visiting some neighbors of North Korea. In Tokyo, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is offering reassurance.
The United States has the will and the capability to meet the full range, and I underscore full range, of its deterrent and security commitments to Japan.
And we're joined now by Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill. He is the chief American negotiator on North Korea, and he's on the line from Tokyo. Ambassador, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What did Secretary of State Rice mean when she said that the United States is ready to use its full range of deterrence against North Korea?
Well, I think she was making the point that we have a treaty relationship with Japan, and we are therefore treaty-bound to defend Japan.
Does North Korea need to understand that if it were to launch a nuclear attack against one of its neighbors, that it could face a nuclear attack by the United States?
Well, I think North Korea needs to understand that when it attacks treaty allies of the United States, it indeed risks very much being at war with the United States.
Now, Ambassador, what have you learned about the possibility that North Korea might conduct a second nuclear test?
You know, there are a lot of rumors about this. Obviously, there are some indications. But, I would caution people not to put too much stock in that. We have always felt that the North Koreans could conduct a test, when they wanted to. But we do not have any indication that it's going to happen, imminently.
What do you do if there is a second nuclear test?
I don't want to speculate on what would be done, but I would call your attention to the fact that the Security Council resolution concludes with a sentence that the Security Council will remain seized with the matter. So I suspect another test would trigger, at the very least, a discussion in the Security Council. And, there are additional measures that could be taken. I don't want to speculate because at this point it's hypothetical.
Now let's talk about China. What specifically can China do at this moment to bring more pressure on the North Korean regime?
Well, as you know, China is North Korea's major economic partner. So China does have some leverage, and we do know that China is very, very concerned about the situation. They've had a very close relationship with North Korea over the years. North Korea depends on them for their daily bread, and I think the Chinese are going to look very hard at what they should be doing.
They've also said that they're not going to take any steps that would lead to a catastrophe as they see it.
Well, I think China is concerned, and we are concerned, that we not do take steps that could escalate this. We're not looking for a crisis. We're looking for a solution. So we are in very close contact with the Chinese, and we look forward to continuing that in a couple of days when Secretary Rice arrives there.
Now, Ambassador, as you talk to North Korea's neighbors, do you think that it is important to construct some way, some face-saving way, for North Korea to back down?
Well, I think it's very important to keep a path open to negotiation, and I think it's very important to make clear to the North Koreans that that path is still open. Now, I don't think we should be, setting out new inducements for them to follow on this path, because that agreement as it is currently written and as it would be implemented, has a lot of benefits for North Korea. And let's see if the North Koreans will understand that they are not going to get away with becoming a nuclear weapons state. And in fact, that is really very much of a dead end for them.
When they demand things like direct talks with the United States, it's tempting to wonder if part of what they're seeking is simply some show of respect.
Well, it was with that in mind that during the six-party talks last year, I spent a lot of time in direct talks with the North Koreans and direct face-to-face negotiations. I can't believe they want more of these face-to-face negotiations. And I think the real problem is they've been engaged in these weapons programs for some 30 years, and they're just having a hard time convincing themselves that they should give them up.
Are you saying that they want the confrontation?
Well, I think this is a country, this is a leadership that has, to a great extent, kind of depended on this kind of brinksmanship. I think they kind of appreciate the limelight, I'm sorry to say. And so I think they see out of brinksmanship a possibility of gaining advantage for their country. And I think the task for the United States and its partners in the region is to make very clear that this is a very wrong-headed approach.
Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill is the chief U.S. negotiator on North Korea. Ambassador, good to talk with you again.
Thanks very much.